This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You need surgery.
Bisexuality. The best of both worlds. Triple bypass on Joy 94.9.
Triple Bypass acknowledges that we broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging, and to any Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander people who are listening today. We acknowledge that this land was never ceded, no treaty was ever signed, and that it always was and always will be Aboriginal land. For this episode of Triple Bypass, Amelia will be joined by Renee and Claire, the dynamic duo behind Tomboy Events, which are all about making spaces for queer women and femmes. They'll be talking about how Tomboy came to be and what it means to the community. We'll also be looking at some Pride Month-worthy news and, of course, bring you the latest from the biosphere, all that and more, coming up on the show that puts the B in LGBTIQA+, Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. And now, here's Of Montreal with For Our Elegant Cause.
We can do it softcore if you want, but you should know I take it both ways. We can do it softcore if you want, but you should know that I go both ways. We can do it softcore if you want, but you should know I take it both ways. We can do it softcore if you want, but you should know that I go both ways.
Triple Bypass, your weekly bisexual radio takeover. I'm Amelia and I'm here to bring you your weekly fix of bi plus community goodness. Thanks to Miranda, Clayton and the team at Geeks Out for another great show. Tonight, we're talking about upcoming queer women's event Tomboy After Dark. We're lucky enough to be joined in the studio by Tomboy founder Renee and 2IC and local DJ Claire, aka Bangers and Mash. Welcome, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
So stay tuned. That interview's coming up. If you want to keep up to date with the Triple Bypass team, and we strongly suggest that you do, you can find us on our socials on Facebook, Triple Bypass on Joy, Twitter, Triple Bypass, Instagram, Triple Bypass Joy. Please follow us. I need more followers. And email anytime at triplebypass@joy.org.au. Every episode of Triple Bypass is available in podcast form on iTunes, Spotify, and where all good podcasts are found. Now here's Ruby to bring you the latest in Bi Plus community news.
Hi, everyone. It is Ruby, and I'm here to bring you the latest in BiPlus community news. First, BiPlus Australia, an organisation that's dedicated to improving mental health outcomes for bisexual and pansexual Australians, are partnering with Thorn Harbour Health, along with La Trobe University, Curtin University, Beyond Blue and Cause Australia to conduct the Story of Us project. This study aims to delve deeper into the results of new research, which found that bisexual people in intimate relationships with different sex partners experience poorer mental health outcomes than those in same-sex relationships and those that are single. This newly identified phenomenon undermines the commonly held assumption that bisexual people in heterosexual reading relationships experience a form of heterosexual privilege and therefore should experience better mental health outcomes than those in same-sex relationships, as their experiences of minority stress should theoretically be less. Apparently, it's not so. The Story of Us project seeks to explore the experiences of bisexual people currently in heterosexual reading relationships to shed light on what challenges might be being experienced by this group that may be impacting on their mental well-being. This is really important in your research, which seeks to gain an understanding of a large group of people who are often invisible in society and whom previous research has largely ignored. They are particularly looking for bisexual men and mask-identifying people to contribute. So to get involved, check out their Facebook at BiPlus Australia or go to www.biplusaustralia.org and check out and get in touch with them. So BiPlus Australia is the organisation that was formed by Julia Taylor after the Who I Am studies, which was the big study across Australia that was looking into the factors that are leading to bisexual and pansexual people experiencing worse mental health outcomes than lesbian and gay people. So one of the areas they found was obviously in relationships, and I think that when we start to unpack it quickly, it would make sense. It's hard to feel a sense of belonging. It's hard to have your queer identity celebrated when you're often read as heterosexual and when you don't necessarily feel as comfortable going into queer spaces or to bring your partner to queer events, even though if your partner is supportive, they might want to be a part of that part of your world. So it'd be really great to get more studies so we can get the data and then push for some change in acceptance in a broader society and LGBTIQA plus community spaces. Next, it's all about statistics, which shouldn't be that surprising for people who've listened to this. I'm a big fan of statistics. These are all based in the States. So according to the latest general social survey in the United States, which happens every few years, 23% of black women between 18 and 34 years of age in the United States now identify as bisexual, which is three times higher than when they last did the survey a few years ago. So that's a massive increase. Since the survey first included a question on sexual identity in 2008, rates of identification among gay men, lesbian women and bisexual men in the US haven't changed much. But while a decade ago only one in 65 women identified as bisexual, now more than one in 18 do. And obviously the study is still quite binary, but baby steps, I guess. There's been a bit of news around similar studies with titles like Bisexuality on the Rise in Women. And while it does seem more likely that the numbers of people who are bisexual haven't changed, but representation and a big change in social acceptance for the LGBTIQA plus community has seen people being more willing to consider and question and explore their sexual fluidity. But we don't necessarily seem to be sharing that journey and our identities with our friends as much, because another study, so the US-based Pew Research Center has released an analysis of data from a Stanford University survey, and that said that, and the respondents there, only 19% of those who identify as bisexual say that all or most of the important people in their lives are aware of their sexual orientation, with 54% being out to a few people. Around 75% of gay and lesbian adults say that the bulk of important people in their lives know their sexual orientation, but just 2 out of 10 bisexual adults said the same thing. Moreover, 1/4 of bisexual adults, so rough about 26%, so a bit over 1/4, are not out to any of the important people in their lives, compared to just 4% of gay and lesbian adults. So what I find heartbreaking about these numbers is that there are still so many of us who feel that being bisexual is something that we have to hide to be accepted by our nearest and dearest, or that we feel it's not important, that they don't need to know that part of us. And carrying that with you, carrying a part of your identity that you don't feel you can share is a bit of a mind fuck in my experience. And it means that people don't get a chance to know you because there's a secret there, there's a barrier and a source of shame that isn't yours to carry and shouldn't be yours to carry. And I know that being out and proud isn't an option for everybody, and that your safety is the most important thing. But being bisexual is not something that we should have to hide from those that we're close to. And during Pride Month especially, which is all about reclaiming our spaces and reclaiming the right to be who we are and love who we want to love and to be able to be proud of that and not feel like we have to justify and defend or excuse it, I think everyone deserves to know that your sexuality and your identity is a part of you, that and you should be proud of that, and that it is important, and that it's a beautiful thing. And while our sexuality is our business, we all deserve to be surrounded by people who we can trust, will love and accept all of us and all of our parts. And not just accept, but celebrate those things with us. I think that coming up next with the interview, we'll be talking with local bi babes Claire and Renee, and then the women behind the Queer Women's Party's Tomboy. Now, I think what's really important, particularly around events like Tomboy, is that for a lot of bi plus femme folk who might be just starting to explore and identify themselves, it can be hard to know if you're queer enough to go to queer events. I think this is something that a lot of us have felt at some time or another, that we don't dress right, we haven't got the right haircut, we don't know enough pop culture references, we don't know which musicians are queer, we don't know how to talk to other queer women or other queer femme people. And so having two bisexual women who are really proud of their sexuality and own it for these parties, I think, is a really important step in creating those spaces that are firstly particularly for women and femme people, but also that are making a huge effort to be accessible to people with disabilities and people of all ages, but specifically bi plus women, women who might not necessarily identify with a lesbian label or with a gay label. So do stay tuned for that, because Amelia is going to be chatting and it's a really interesting conversation. And now, of course, to make our guests feel right at home, here's Tomboy by Princess Nokia. This is Triple Bypass and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Titties and my fat belly, I could tell your man if you finna let me, it's a guarantee that he won't forget me. My body little, my soul is heavy, my little titties be booking cities all around the world, they be fucking with me. I'm a Calvin Klein model, come and get me, set the resi up, don't be fucking with me. My little titties are so itty bitty, I go locomotive, chitty chitty, bang bang, gold hoops and a name chain, 10 boots are like 4 rings, Missy Elliott can't stand the rain, you lanes playing the same games. Little titties not so damn pretty, staircase in a crack filly, little titties in a fat kitty, big pants and some stuffed shoes, bop a bow, Blue's Clues. With my little titties and my fat belly, my little titties and my fat belly, my little titties and my fat belly. My little titties and my fat belly, my little titties and my fat belly, my little titties and my fat belly.
It's a party, of course. I'm having fun with my friends, and I don't want it to end. And if you finna blow my heart, then I'ma punch. at you again. With my little titties and my fat belly. 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 His love is too magic and he cannot tell. He fuck with my bro, how my pussy is spelled. My thought though is special, got locked like a jail. It's Polo, it's Tommy, it's Mecca, it's naughty. I'm finna sit back and just sip on Bacardi. You come to my party, you gon' be my army. A room full of girls and we acting with Robbie.
That was Tomboy by Princess Nokia, keeping in the vein of this evening's discussions. You're back on Triple Bypass, the show that puts the B in LGBTIQA+. We throw in a cheeky P for pansexual, a Q for queer and questioning, and E for everybody else. I'm Amelia, and tonight we're joined by Renee and Claire from Tomboy. Hello, Renee.
Hi there.
Hi, Claire.
Hello.
Hello. I thought we'd jump straight into it. I've been lucky enough to come along to a Tomboy, but not everybody has. So, Renee, could you tell us about what Tomboy is and where it came from?
Yes, absolutely. Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Triple Bypass is one of my favorite shows as a proud bisexual woman. I have been on here before, but not to talk about Tomboy. Yes, so Tomboy, where did it come from? Well, I currently work in the queer community in my day job, and I'd been complaining a lot to my colleagues about how there's not really much out there for queer women. And I mean, like, that's because the, in air quotes, lesbian parties kind of died off because the lesbian community became kind of irrelevant because our community has changed and shape-shifted so much in the last maybe decade that lots of people who maybe at a time identified as a lesbian doesn't anymore, or maybe someone who identified as a woman before might now be trans or non-binary. Mm-hmm. So I wanted an event that was a social space for people who identify as a queer woman or someone who is friends with them or someone who makes love to them and to try and make a space inclusive without putting too many labels on it.
Amazing.
So I figured Tomboy as a word is something that quite a lot of us can identify with without putting any strong labels on.
Yeah, totally. And I think it's super, as you said, it's super inclusive of folks who may have identified as a tomboy at one stage in their life and maybe trans or non-binary now. And I know that just from following along on social medias that there's sometimes some questions on if people who are non-binary and trans and who are male folks are welcome at Tomboy, and that's something that you've worked really hard to be inclusive of?
Yeah, well, in our community, I guess making it inclusive is a very important part of it, but also I guess like being able to be transparent about your event and how it's run. And I guess for me, knowing that so many of my friends have don't feel like they have their own spaces meant it was really important to me to try and make a space that everyone felt welcome but also made women feel safe and celebrated women.
Amazing. Amazing. So when you say Tomboy and it's an event, what is a Tomboy event? What does it typically look like?
Yeah, so one of the most important things for me was to make Tomboy free because not everyone can afford to pay cover charges to go out. And so if you want to connect with humans, which is the kind of the really important part about Tomboy, it meant that it doesn't have to cost you any money to do so. And so being a free event was really important to me. Being in a city location was very important to me because we spend a lot of time in our south side, north side, west side wars. and I think it's limiting to people to have to go to another suburb to go out. Yeah. Essentially, and it's easier to access public transport and whatnot. So city location. Also, something that was kind of daytime and early on meant that people could come along that wouldn't normally go out. So it's on a rooftop bar, it's in the Carlton Club, it's in on a sunny kind of summer's day, and it's a very chill vibe. It's not like the hecticness of a nightclub.
Yeah, right.
But it does get like that later on in the night, but you sort of choose your own adventure.
Yeah, okay. So you can come along for a chill afternoon, hang out with some amazing beats that we'll hear about later from DJ Bangers and Mash over here. Or you can stay on, have a bit of a rowdy time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and great.
If you have to work on the Monday, that's all right too, because you can be home and tucked in bed by 9 o'clock if you really want to. We start nice and early at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, so, great. Mm. Amazing. I note that the venue that you typically use is also wheelchair accessible.
It is, yeah. When the lift is working. We've had one time where the lift wasn't working, and we got sorted, thanks to yourself actually, Amelia, and some of the other awesome Triple Bypass people helping out there. But yes, we try our best to make the parties accessible. So what I didn't mention was Tomboy is a seasonal thing usually. So it happens from September through till April.
Okay.
Monthly, once a month. So Tomboy After Dark, which we'll talk about later on, was kind of what came from everybody longing for more, I guess.
Summer's over, but the party still gets to continue into winter. Getting people out of there.
We'll do one in winter, yeah.
Yeah, right. Mm. Just the one.
Just the one.
Oh, standalone event. We'll hear more about that soon then, no worries. For some, I guess, bi plus femme folk, there can be a lot of insecurity about coming into some of these queer spaces. We touched on that a little bit earlier, especially feeling like you're not queer enough or you're not necessarily affirmed in your sexuality, and you're questioning what all of that means for you. I know that some of our regular listeners have texted in about that before, asking, is this okay for me to come along to? What can I expect from these kind of events? Do I have to dress a certain way? Do I have to look a certain way? Do I have to be a certain way? I'm getting the sense that that is absolutely not the case for a Tomboy event, and that everyone is welcome.
Yeah, a lot of bi people experience that imposter stuff. We've all been there. And I think that the observations that I've made is there's quite a large majority of the people that come to Tomboy are bi or pansexual. Mm. And so it's very much a free space in that respect that, you know, if anyone hears of anyone being biphobic, it's kind of like, oh, ready. not here.
I've seen that in action, actually.
Yeah, I remember that night. And, you know, you were quite proud to tell them that the person that runs this party is bi. You don't belong. No, everyone belongs.
Step off.
Yeah, everyone belongs. Just, like, respect each, you know, everyone's, you know, whatever they're there for.
Yeah.
And as far as identity is concerned, it's definitely a place of self-expression, but it doesn't mean that you have to express yourself in a particular way to be there.
Okay.
Less is more. We do like to, as the evening go on, start to take layers of clothing off, but we still need to keep our nipples covered.
The cloakroom starts to fill up, I'm imagining.
Yeah. Only if you feel comfortable too, though.
Yeah, so choose your own adventure, as you say.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we'll be back with Renee and Claire after some community messages. But first, to keep in this sexy vein that we've already opened, here's an artist I was fortunate enough to see at Dark Mofo last week. I almost died. Here's FKA Twigs with Figure 8.
Melbourne, let's talk about property. If you're a first-time home buyer, everyday expenses and spending patterns can influence the analytics around behaviours. Afterpay and food delivery services have been proven to seriously affect chances of success with the bank. Luckily, Clover Financial are in your corner. They provide explanations and build solid relationships with banks on your behalf to ensure one-touch approval. Clover Financial, achieve the life you imagine. For more information, visit cloverfinancial.com.au. Joy sponsor. Baby, lightly,
Was FKA Twigs with Figure Eight. This is Triple Bypass, the home of the cutest bi babes on the block. Tonight, we've been speaking with Renee from Tomboy, hearing about the need for queer women's spaces and how Tomboy came to be. We're also joined by Claire, Renee's 2IC, otherwise known as Bangers and Mash. Welcome,
hello.
Claire.
Hi, Amelia. How are you?
I am very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
It is so nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me. This is the first time I've been on Triple Bypass.
Is it really?
It is.
Oh, it's the first time for everything. It's my first time interviewing.
Ooh. I'm glad that we can be each other's firsts tonight.
Oh, my God. So am I, babe.
Stop lying.
No, I won't. Claire, I want to talk to you about your DJing.
Yeah,
because you're bloody good.
Thank you.
You know, I've been along to Tomboy. I've had a bit of a wiggle or two.
Thank you.
Would you like to tell me about what your experiences have been playing in queer women's spaces? From when you started at Tomboy last year?
Well, I did start at Tomboy last year. And I guess, you know, something that you were asking Renee in the last segment about, you know, not being enough for that space, that's definitely something that I struggled with when I first started.
Yeah, right.
But being involved in more femme spaces has allowed me to evolve with my own sexual orientation and myself as well. So it's been fucking wonderful.
It's past 9 o'clock and I can say fuck.
And another thing I really love about being in queer, feminine-dominated spaces is just being around powerful women, and powerful queer people as well.
It's a special magic, isn't it?
It really is.
Strong women. That's what we're all about.
Yeah. And the strong people that support strong women too.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Who aren't afraid to let them be platformed and push forward to the front.
Mm. Oh, amplifying those voices, Claire, is... beautiful. I'm so glad you've had such a wonderful experience. I guess starting off in DJing as well, which can be quite a mask-dominated space. At least it was when I was straight. I'm not sure if it still is anymore.
Yeah.
it can be a challenge, I think, moving in those spaces as a woman and a femme person. Mm. Have you had any experiences gigging outside of Tomboy at this stage?
I have. I've worked at a few other parties and festivals and events. Thankfully, it's only ever been booked by queer people.
Yeah, right.
Or all female lineups. I did a gig at Laneway Festival and it was just all
Laneway.
Queer. Yeah, all queer people. So I have been fortunate enough to sidestep the mask-dominated DJ spaces and I haven't had to interact with people who are patronising or...
Fully sick
or awful in any way.
Only
ever had really, really positive experiences. I remember once I was at the ESPY, it was Pride after party, and I was there with Gavin Campbell, who co-produced Treaty, and I was very, very shy, and he was just such a lovely guy and just took me under his wing and made sure that I was comfortable and I was ready. He saved some bangers for me to get the people going. And so I've only had really wonderful, great experiences with mask presenting people and with other DJs as well.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad to hear that. And just you look, whenever I see you on the decks, you look like you're having an absolute bloody ball.
I am, because I'm only playing the music that I like.
Yeah, great.
That's the secret, right? That's the secret. Just play the music that you want to hear, and if you're having a good time, then everyone else will have a good time.
It's my party.
No, I do try and read the crowd. I think that is one of my skills.
I've always wondered like what it must be like DJing. Do you get like a super rush when you can see everyone just totally vibing?
Feeling. Yeah, there's no better feeling than seeing people dancing, or like people like running up to you saying, I love this song and I haven't heard it in forever. Yeah, there's no greater feeling.
Oh my God.
None amazing. That I've experienced anyway.
Well, not yet.
Yeah, not yet.
So I've only ever seen you DJing at the daytime Tomboys. What can we expect from the evening Tomboy After Dark? Is it going to be a bit of a different style to your DJ set?
Yeah, I mean, I like to have fun when I plan the music that I'd want to play. Obviously, it can change at any moment, but I like to have a bit of fun with it. Sometimes I only play Australian queer women. Mm. Sometimes I will only play parental rock, which I recently...
Parental rock?
Like songs that our parents used to clean the house to. But I realised recently, I was saying that to someone who's a little bit younger than me, and he said, oh, like the Spice Girls. And I thought... No, not like the Spice Girls. I'm fucking old.
You are wrong.
I think I'm really old. But for Tomboy After Dark, my inspiration is just music that I like to fuck to.
Yeah, hey, great. Hey, yeah. Oh, my God. Fuck. Is this playlist going to be available after the event?
Yes, yes. It will be available on my Spotify.
Might just add it straight to my Spotify wallet list. Okay, amazing. We're starting to get towards the direction I thought we might take with this interview. Well, in that, following on from that, we're going to play Beaconhead by Cardi B, which is a absolute banger, and I feel is starting to head into that mood that you were talking about, Claire. So,
bit sexy, is it?
A bit. Oh, it's a bit sexy. I just started doing floor burlesque.
Oh, right.
And this was the song that I learnt my first routine to.
There
so
you go.
It's a fucking hot time. My instructor is a former stripper, and the moves that she has are just amazing. So, I feel like we're definitely heading in the right direction. You're on Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9.
This song comes with a language warning.
Before my nasty hoes, yeah, come across the globe. For my nasty hoes, yeah, come across the globe.
Look, now I say luxury apartment. Wow. I'm young and I'm hardly. Yeah. There's a bitch that in my vision, that bitch is a target. Lawyer is a two, he gon' chew up all the charges. No matter if you fuck with me, I get money regardless. That guap guap, get some chicken, guap guap, get some bread. Guap guap, get some chicken, guap guap, get some bread. Bitch, impress, you can flex. Get some money, ho, tell me why you stress. I said, hold down, G's up. You know how I'm rocking, but my watch is squeezed up. I can't wait until they drop that Lamborghini truck. I'm careful where I park it, hoes will have it beat up. Them bitches getting beat up. Slim waist, ass fat, my shit is caked up. My bad bitch, activate, without no makeup. The collard greens, cornbread, neck bone, back fat. Get it from my mama, and you don't know where your daddy at. Knick knack, daddy whack, give a dog a bone. That nigga never coming home. I'm a flex like a boy. I'm a 10, she a joy. Stupid hoe, unimportant, unattractive, unemployed. Get some guap guap, get some chicken guap guap, get some bread. Guap guap, get some chicken guap guap, get some bread. Bitch, press, you can flex. Get some money, hoe, tell me why you stress. I need that green shorty, show me where it's at. You play with me, I might pop up where you at. You make believe, now with me it's only facts. Pop that pussy like you and pop that pussy in a while. Pop that pussy like popping pussy is going out of style. Pop that pussy while you work. Pop that pussy up in church. Pop that pussy on a pole. Pop that pussy on the stove. Make that pussy slip and slide like you from the 305. Put your tongue out in the mirror. Pop that pussy while you drive. Spread them ass cheeks open. Make that pussy crack a smile. Like your legs around that nigga. Make him give your ass a child. Use some neck, give me a trick. Piss so good, make a nigga invest. Real spit, I'm getting
came home, say around 2:45. Still so high, hypnotized in a trance from this body, so buttery brown and tantalizing. You would have thought I needed help from this feeling that I felt. So shook, I had to catch my breath. Oops, there goes my shirt up over my this body felt just like mine. I got worried. I looked over to the left, a reflection of myself. That's why I couldn't catch my breath. Oops, there goes my shirt up over my
You're listening to Triple Bypass, home of Joy's bisexual agenda. I'm Amelia, and we've been talking to local bicons Renee and Claire about their upcoming event, Tomboy After Dark. We've heard from Renee about how Tomboy came to be, where the need for a queer women's event was, Claire's work working as a DJ at the event, and subsequent queer events after that. And now we're going to be delving a bit more into what I've really been looking forward to for the evening, hearing about the After Dark event itself. So what prompted this After Dark special event, girls?
Firstly, I've never been called a bicon before, and that felt really good.
Thank you. Stick with me, kids. Stick with me.
Yep. Hit me in the feels.
It's true, first. Second, tell me about the event.
Tomboy After Dark. Whenever we announced that it was only going to be a seasonal thing, Tomboy, people were like, what? What are we going to do? We're going to need like winter snuggle buddies and shit like that. So I was like,
where are we going to find our babes for the winter?
Yeah. And I also, as someone who likes to explore kink a little bit, had also been been complaining about how there's no like women's only safe kink spaces or, you know, to that effect. And so I thought, if we do bring one little nighttime party over the wintertime, why not give it a little bit more of a sexy element than usual and kind of subtly, gently open up that space for women?
Hot.
Basically gave the people what they wanted. We did a little bit of a survey. I don't know if you participated in the survey, Amelia.
I did participate.
You know, we had all these questions, locally. What night would be better, what whereabouts, north side, south side, keep it in the city. So we just asked the people what they wanted and they told us.
And now you're giving it to them. Giving girls.
We're very good at that.
Here we go.
No, I'm very versatile, actually, just so you all know.
Just in case you didn't already.
It's a bisexual thing, I think. No, I won't pick a side.
Don't make us choose.
And also, you know, there's a lot of sort of after dark, kinky-esque kind of parties for masculine-presenting people.
You're right.
It's about time that we took some of that space back.
100%. And reclaiming and feeling proud, I think, in the sexuality that we all have, the sexual energy that a lot of the time we're taught to, or not taught, but we're socialized to repress, you know? And it's not polite. That's not what ladies do. Fuck that. Mm. Like, I really love that about the events that you two run, is that you not only create space for people to be who they are, but you celebrate that, which is why I'm so excited to hear about the After Dark flavor of the event you've got coming up. So you mentioned some kink aspects, Renee.
Yeah.
What do you mean by this?
Well, first of all, safety is sexy and so is consent. And women are generally pretty good at that. But creating a space and a safe space for women to do that in is something that hasn't happened in a really long time. So the kink element, I guess kink can sound kind of scary to people who don't really know much about it. But kinks can be anything from just liking to be in charge during sex to having a slap on the bum. And so we don't want people to feel scared or intimidated by the word or by the idea, just that there are different things that you can explore sexually that could be fun and exciting. And you can explore them by watching performances. You can explore them by seeing some of the, we have a demonstration that'll be happening on spanking a couple of times throughout the night. And these are all things that you don't have to engage in, but just simply watch and hopefully enjoy.
Amazing. So they're things that will be happening in the evening, but not necessarily, if that's not your jam, there's plenty of other things that will be going on.
Yeah, it's mostly about performances and having music that people feel like they could get down and dirty with each other too, but not necessarily a space where there's an expectation to behave in a particular way.
Amazing.
Just enjoy the show.
Amazing. Mm. So you turn up, you pick your own adventure, as is starting to be the tomboy theme.
And we have a cloakroom, so it is winter and it's going to be cold. And so my plan is to start fully dressed and to peel off one layer at a time until I'm wearing not very much. Probably nothing.
Probably nothing.
Probably nothing.
And you said earlier that the previous venue, Carlton Club, they had certain kind of dress regulations that had to abide by. The venue that we're at this time, is that no longer the case?
Well, because
my eyebrows are wiggling.
Yes, because it's just off of King Street. It's an old sex on premises venue. It used to be a stripper's. So they still have the license for that, which means that if you want to take your top off, you can have your nipples out and we don't need to make you put tape on them.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. It's freedom.
It is. It's going to be great. Don't have to bring the extra gaffer tape along this time. We're also going to have either feminine or queer staff on the night too.
Oh,
so
great.
If you are feeling a little bit uncomfortable about showing some flesh and who's going to be there, you know, there will be safe people who are experienced at working at sex on premises venues as well.
Oh, that's such a good idea. Well done, you two. That's great. Because it can be daunting for some people who are choosing not to to bare some of their skin, or choosing to dress in whatever way they choose and feel sexy. I think it can be a bit confronting seeing people in other states of undress and feeling like that's the expectation. So I love that you've facilitated everyone who wants to turn up and dress in whatever way they can, especially with queer staff. Like, that's wonderful, because sometimes when you rock it to, like, I know that I've been at Tomboy at the Carlton Club before, and in various states of little
dress and have been a little concerned about some of the staff that have been there, not because they've given me a need for concern, but just because I don't know that they're safe.
Just wondering. I don't.
Exactly. I don't know that they're from community. I don't know that. I don't know. So I love that you've made that really explicit in terms of making the event accessible. What are some of the other accessibility notes for this venue that we're speaking about?
So accessibility is something that's really important to us, as we mentioned earlier. But unfortunately, with the event being on the weekend, finding a venue that was in the CBD that was still accessible, that had everything that we needed, was an impossible task. And we viewed a lot of venues.
I'll bet.
And so that was particularly frustrating for me, because I did really want it to be at least a wheelchair accessible venue. It is technically, if the person who is a wheelchair user is okay with being lifted down about 3 steps, but it's not officially an accessible venue, which is something that I'm quite disappointed in. Yeah. But it was an impossible task.
Yeah. Especially in the CBD, a lot of the venues...
they're old buildings, they don't have lifts.
They are. And knowing how important it is to you, I can imagine that would have been a really difficult expedition.
And I acknowledge that we live in a very ableist world, and it really frustrates me, and I apologise to anyone who now feels like they can't access the party, but the regular seasonal tomboy at the Carlton Club is very much accessible.
Great. And I feel like this being the first Tomboy After Dark that you're going to do, and the first standalone event, it's just the start. Hopefully there'll be other venues that may be accessible. We'll just see what happens.
If anyone's out there with a venue that's accessible, hit me up.
Get in touch.
Yes.
Great. So we've got a bit of a flavour of what we can expect. What the dress code is like.
What are you going to wear, Amelia?
I've got a few things up my sleeve. Yeah. I've got my new mummy boots.
What's a mummy boot?
They're my dancing boots. They're beautiful black patent leather, very high. I basically feel like Superwoman whenever I'm strutting around in them. I'm going to try not to do an ankle. That's going to be my biggest concern of the evening, is not going over on the cobblestones. I'm just excited to get my kink wear out, basically. Like, I went on a bit of a shopping spree a few months ago and haven't had much of a cause or an event to put it all on for the external world, at least. So I'm really excited.
Cool. And for anyone who is wondering, like, you know, what they can wear and they don't really want to spend a lot of money.
Yes.
Bunnings is a really good place. Or any, like, home hardware store. Get a couple of chains. That's what I do. Couple of chains, take your top off, you're all good.
You beauty.
Roll a gaffer tape and a couple of chains. You can make a Lurk doll.
Yeah. Cut the cable ties and a peg. Kink MacGyver over here. Yeah.
Ball of rope.
Yeah. Know what to get you for Christmas, Claire, just a Bunnings gift card.
I'm that bar now.
But we would like to just reiterate, you know, as much as it's an open space, if people want to dress kinky, it's not stipulated that you must, you know. Wear what makes you feel sexy. If that means it's a pair of jeans and a cut-off T-shirt, then wear it.
Mm-hmm. Rolled up for our bisexuals. cuffed. Everything's cuffed. Yeah, no,
definitely. Wear what makes you feel sexy, and that's right. Different to different people.
Amazing. My friend is super jazzed. She's a bit of a cowboy, and she's so excited to be rocking up in her cowboy hat, her cowboy jeans, full length shirt. Like, yeehaw. And that's what makes her feel sexy. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yee fucking ha. What kind of artists have you got in store for us, or is that all embargoed? Is that a surprise?
Oh no, it's not a surprise. We're just drip feeding you with them. Yeah, we just announced Jessie Dean today, and Jessie has quite a repertoire under their belt of the kinds of performances that they do. But they're going to be performing with their partner this time.
No, mm-hmm. What a treat! Mm.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. That's going to be amazing. I heard a little birdie that Bam Bam might be making an appearance.
Yes. So speaking of cowboys, inspired by the performance that Bam Bam and Mala did at Radical Rituals, where they were a couple of queer cowboys, It was hot as fuck.
It was a good time.
Yeah, and so I contacted them straight away because I knew that the kind of performances that they do, they're risque, they're sexy, they get everyone going. Very talented queer performers, and I had to have them. Yeah,
I'll bet. I'll bet. So we'll get maybe a bit of a taste before their launch of The Saddle Club, which is they're actually coming on as guests in July. Talk about their upcoming event too.
Yay.
So many talented queers. Aren't we so lucky?
Yeah.
So if people like what they hear, how do they get tickets? Are there still any left?
Yeah, there's a few tickets left.
I'm shocked.
You've just got to head to our Instagram or Facebook page. You'll find links there.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we did have to put a charge on this one-off event, but the usual season is free.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if you head to our Instagram account or our Facebook page, you can grab your tickets there.
What's your handle?
@tomboy_Melbourne.
Amazing. So we can find you on Facebook as well?
Yeah, if you just search Tomboy After Dark in Facebook, the event should pop up.
All right, amazing. And the ticket link will be there?
It'll be there.
Speaking of tickets, I heard a little rumour that we might have a double pass to give away to our Triple Bypass listeners.
Yeah, feeling a little bit generous today, aren't we, Renee?
Yeah, look, we love our bisexuals still.
We just got to make sure as many buyers can come along on the evening.
Yeah.
So
if you want to shoot me a message on Instagram and let me know what you're most looking forward to seeing after dark, and we'll pick a winner.
Ooh. Obviously, they should follow you as well for more of this content.
Be generous. Shoot us a follow.
That's right. So @tomboy_Melbourne. While you're there, give us a follow as well. Triple Bypass Joy on Instagram. All one word. So people just slide into your DMs.
DJ Bangers and DMs.
Amazing. Amazing. What are you most looking forward to about Tomboy After Dark?
Getting my tits out.
I thought that might be it.
Any opportunity.
But you're making the space for it, and that's why we love you.
Yeah, yeah. And this venue won't yell at me for doing so, which will be nice.
It'll be a nice welcome change.
Put those things away.
Nipples don't have genders.
Yeah, apparently mine do.
They each have a gender.
Phil and Lil, the Rugrat twins.
Oh, fuck. What about you, Renee?
Oh, seeing everyone, it's like heaven on earth just to be in that space and being around all my very powerful fams, making out with strangers, making out with non-strangers, just like getting real sexy and feeling really good doing so.
Yeah, good one. Just embracing your bisexual energy.
That is it.
Amazing. So Claire, tits, Renee, making out, Amelia, mummy boots. So we've almost wrapped up another episode of Triple Bypass, but we'll be back again next Tuesday to bring you more of the Bi-Plus agenda if you want to listen to us again. And to be honest, I don't blame you. You can find every episode of Triple Bypass as a podcast at joy.org.au/triplebypass on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast goodness. If you know a friend who'd enjoy it, let them know. That's what community is all about. That's what we're about at Triple Bypass. We want as many bisexuals tuning in as possible. So you can find us on our socials at Triple Bypass on Joy on Facebook. Twitter is Triple Bypass, Instagram Triple Bypass Joy, or email us anytime at triplebypass@joy.org.au. I'm Amelia, and it has been a total pleasure to chat to Renee and Claire from Tomboy. Thank you, babes.
Thank you.
Pleasure's all mine.
Stay tuned. Coming up is Homophonics with Jordan, showcasing up-and-coming LGBTIQA musicians from across Australia and beyond.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.